Province. Your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
The La Gratitude Home for the Aged in Newcastle has been left severely damaged after flash floods and hailstorms battered the northern KZN town. Home CEO Jo Marie Batista says flood water swept through the frail care facility, destroying property and terrifying residents.
The entire home was a river. Water everywhere. The ceilings have collapsed in some of the bedrooms. We've got a critical section was completely underwater. All the bedding was wet. Our old people were absolutely terrified. Our cottages are underwater. Our old age home has got serious damage and everybody is under panic mode.
Batista says staff acted quickly to move frail care residents to safer sections of the building as the ceilings gave way. She says several bedrooms, cupboards and mattresses were left soaked, with the damage expected to run into millions. The home cares for over 100 elderly residents, many of whom are bedridden and unable to move on their own. Batista says the storm instilled so much fear among residents.
It is probably the worst storm we've ever had here in Newcastle. If you see what our roofs and things look like from the hail, but it was huge. It was about 30 centimeters and higher deep, and the aftermath of that is still seen here at the facility this morning. And when you stand on it, it's solid, like a solid ice block. I can actually walk on it without moving the ice.
The Newcastle community has since stepped in to help clean up and provide emergency relief.
We've got a lot of people that have called in and have offered assistance. They said, what do we need? We've requested blankets and things because we've had to use all the blankets that we had in stock. We've had to use to stop the water. So our blankets are basically ruined because it's mud and water and everything that's gone through. We're never going to get them cleaned.
A legal analyst says the case against Duduzile Zuma Sambutla is unprecedented and might be difficult for the state to prove. The MK Party MP and daughter of former President Jacob Zuma is accused of inciting the violence that broke out during the 2021 July unrest through several social media posts on her X account. Her 11-day trial on terrorism-related charges begins in the Durban High Court today. Zuma Sambutla believes she's being targeted. Mpumelelo Zikalala from Zikalala Attorneys says the state will have to work hard to prove its case. He's been speaking to Newswatch at the court.
Proof, because what is written down on your social media, we must then be able to prove that after reading it, I was incited or was motivated to go and loot. Now, if you look at the nature of the tweets, there's no identification of a building or a name or a particular entity. It's just a tweet which is on its own. But that should be the job of the state to say, this is the evidence that we have. We need to punish you for that.
Zikalala says there's also a technical aspect to the state's case.
This is a tweet that came from my account. We've been able to preserve that evidence. There's proof that it hasn't been tampered with. And then the second part, the incitement part of it, which for me would be a bit of a difficult one. So we may see a lot of expert witnesses which are going to come through in the preservation of the evidence and interpretation of what has been stated. And I do not think they'll be able to finish it within these 10 days.
And police are investigating a double murder after two people were shot and killed on Durban's North Beach at the weekend. One of the victims was an off-duty Metro Police inspector. Authorities say the shooting took place in the parking lot of an establishment on Snell Parade in the early hours of Saturday. KZN SAP spokesperson Robert Netchuenda says reports indicate that there'd been an altercation between the 39-year-old off-duty officer and another person at an establishment. He says another Metro Police officer witnessed the shooting later in the parking lot and opened fire on the gunman.
The shooter allegedly turned the gun on the other Metro Police officer, who drew his firearm and fired several shots at the shooter. The 32-year-old man was declared dead at the scene.
Our lead story, the La Gratitude Home for the Aged in Newcastle has been left severely damaged after flash floods and hailstorms battered the northern KZN town. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesa.